A reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 4, starting at verse 14. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
When theologians talk about Jesus' ministry, they sometimes describe it as involving both proclamation and demonstration. In other words, he came to proclaim with words the truth about God, his Father. But he wasn't all words. He also demonstrated the truth about God by his actions as well. So, for example, Jesus didn't just tell people about God's power to heal and to change lives. He also demonstrated that by healing people in lots of different ways, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And he didn't just tell stories about God's love, he demonstrated God's love through his compassion for people, the way he treated everyone, including the lowest of the low, with dignity and respect. And above all, by being willing to die for them, for us. Over and over again, as I was saying earlier, the Bible tells us that one of the great truths about God is that he has a deep, deep concern for the poor. Not just those who might be experiencing financial hardship, but those who are in any way downtrodden, marginalised and vulnerable. Those whom society wants to sweep under the carpet and forget, or exploits or oppresses. Psalm 72 that we read earlier reminded us of that in words. But God's heart for the poor is not a sort of a passive sentiment. It's not just words, it's active. In Jesus, God himself entered right into the everyday lives of those who bore the burdens of life. We don't have a God who sympathises from afar, but a God who demonstrates his love and his concern for us by rolling up his sleeves and being here with us. And when Jesus read those words from the prophet Isaiah, they weren't just hollow words. "I'm going to do this," he's saying. "I'm going to show people that there is hope. I'm going to show people that there is healing and restoration. I'm going to show people that there is relief from the things that oppress them and trap them and weigh them down." Jesus' message comes with a challenge for those of us who would be his followers. We're challenged to embody the same mission Jesus had, and not just to look on with sympathetic words while others are struggling, but to stand with them, advocating for justice and offering tangible support. And that's what Christians Against Poverty seeks to do, and what our CAP services here in Market Drayton have been doing. Not just sympathetic words, but real care, real solutions, real tools to help release people from the oppression and trap of debt. And that is something really worth celebrating. And I add my thanks to all those who've played a part in that. But even if CAP services in Market Drayton have been sort of wound up, CAP's work across the country continues. Seasons change, and CAP in Market Drayton was the right response to the need that was identified those 10 or 11 years ago. But whilst seasons change, God does not. And his compassion and concern for those who are finding life difficult remains. And so our call to walk alongside them remains. That will never change. And we have to continue to live out our call as followers of Jesus, not just to be Jesus' voice, but as the saying goes, his hands and arms and feet, bringing not just his message in words, but demonstrating his love in real action. So in the power of the same Spirit that Jesus had, let's continue to find ways of doing just that. Amen.